You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to catch up again here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello, Vidar, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And it's very good to be back, Toby. Thank you very much.
This week we have a bold and haunting play where the past and the present combine in some anxious tales revealing the terrifying truth in The Croft at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this, I suppose, chilling and thought-provoking play about what should have been a perfect getaway for two women in a former crofter's hut in the remote Scottish Highlands, where suddenly things take an unexpected turn?
It was very compelling, Toby, but in fact what I noticed particularly from this production was how crucial the audio description was, because there were different timings, different scenes which involved a lot of explanation, and actually without the audio description I think I might have found myself a little bit at a loss, because there was a great deal of reliance on visual dimensions to the production.
Yeah, because I hear the set was pretty fantastic, using vibrant backdrops of different colours to sort of portray the sea and the sky at various times during the play, and the crofter's hut providing a sort of cosy home for the two women in a very remote Scottish community. Vidar, I know you did not go on a touch tour as you were there for the dry run of the audio description, but I wondered how good were the introductory notes in putting you in that crofter's hut in the remote Scottish Highlands?
Well, there were very good notes, and an added bonus was that I also spoke with the describer, Carolyn Smith, before we went in to listen to the pre-show notes. So again, she talked a little bit more about the set and the backdrop, and that was very, very helpful. And obviously those who were able to attend the actual audio described matinee the following day would have had the touch tour, and I think would have greatly benefited from that over and above the informative pre-show information.
And it's very interesting because the play moves between three different timelines and the lives of several women, including Enid, a 19th century ghost who was deemed to be a witch, and Ruth, a 21st century ghost, and her grieving daughter, Laura, who is staying in the crofter's hut with her partner, who's slightly older, Susanna. Vidar, how did that sort of merging of different timelines and different lives sort of entwine and, you know, sort of, I suppose, give you that's the story of the play through the staging and the performances of the cast?
Well, it was quite complicated, to be fair. And again, talking to Carolyn beforehand, we talked about the challenges that, as a describer, this particular production posed. But I have to say that thanks to Carolyn, I was able to follow what was happening through the audio description. But it was one of those instances I suggested earlier in our chat, Toby, where without it, I really do think I'd have been at a loss because of those different timelines, if you like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's so good to, you know, you need the audio description and that extra information to get an idea of what the play is about and to, you know, sort of follow the play, because without the audio description, you wouldn't be able to follow the play.
Absolutely. I think it was one of those examples. You know, sometimes you can enjoy a production and you can enjoy it for its own sake without audio description. It's obviously always better with it in my book, and I am very keen to stress that. But there are sometimes performances which just need something straight away. You don't get anything from it, or very little at all from the actual show without audio description. This particular play certainly fell into that category. So it was great to be able to listen to Carolyn's description and get the backdrop and the context of what was going on.
And although The Croft is a gripping, tense and powerful story of heartbreak, fear and mystery, Vidar, I hope it didn't keep you up all night.
Happily it didn't, and hopefully people who see it won't find it too spooky or whatever, but it was certainly... Actually, that was one thing I thought was very well done as well. Sometimes when things are spooky and things, it can be a little bit ham-fisted or a bit sort of tacky occasionally. This was really, really well done, very professional. But hopefully still for those who are a little bit nervous of that type of subject matter.
Well, The Croft continues on its UK tour, and more details about the play and the tour can be found by visiting thecrofttour.co.uk. And for more about access at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit-accessibility. Next time, Vidar, you'll be back up a rep for the Spitfire Girl.
That's correct, Toby. That's the play we'll hopefully be chatting about next time we speak.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of The Croft at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. It's always a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.